This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 20th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Omicron is surging. Davos is called off as a result. Germany considers tightening contact restrictions to soften the looming surge, and Sydney shrugs off the COVID spike. The Dutch roll out stricter lockdown measures. The UK is suffering hundreds of thousands of new Omicron cases. US equities continue to decline before the opening as year-end approaches and COVID concerns increase. If you thought there was a lot of investment in cryptocurrency in 2021, you'd be right. In fact, Bloomberg reported there was more investment in crypto in 2021 than all previous years combined. Johnny Isaacson, the longtime senator from Georgia, died at the age of 76. He stepped aside with 2 years left in his Senate term, and Kelly Loeffler was appointed to his seat. Isaacson was the Georgia state senator who succeeded Newt Gingrich in the House of Representatives when Gingrich resigned as Speaker of the House. The trading charity Act and Help campaign at Deutsche Börse and specialist securities trading banks on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange raised 129,000 euro in support of nonprofit organizations. That included 57,000 euros to the Association Help for Children with Cancer in Frankfurt EV and the FEM Girls House. Deutsche Börse is donating a total of 72,000 euro to the Frankfurt Children's Office and the Frankfurt's Berger Hospital. Betting on sports in the U.S. has become a big thing, with firms like DraftKings offering easy access to bet on NFL, NBA, and NHL games. However, with COVID-19 surging because of the Omicron variant and many games being postponed, bettors have to turn to some lesser athletic competitions to bet upon. Table tennis? Betting anyone? COVID-19 caused logistical issues, and a peppermint crop shortfall has led to a candy cane shortage this Christmas, of all things, the New York Post reported. And this is having a ripple impact on gingerbread house sales, because you can't build one without candy canes. I forgot to offer my congratulations to Rossum Benham on his confirmation by the Senate as the 15th chairman of the CFTC. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. It's a great honor, and I look forward to working with you. Outgoing CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump took the CFTC to task for regulatory overreach into fraud in cash market transactions. Of course, I would have been more concerned with the JP Morgan case of widespread use of text and WhatsApp on personal devices to conduct business. The avoidance of firm surveillance and recording technologies widespread at that suggests potential widespread irregularities, some of which may be illegal. I would be more concerned with the potential impact on our markets from this kind of potential manipulation than a charge that does not mean anything and a fine that will never be paid. We posted the new edition of The Spread on Friday. The new options news portion by Alex Perry is now titled Alex Perry's Optiontopia. In John's take, I take a look at the CBOE's report on meme stocks and their impact on equities and options trading. European-style options is the term of the week by Tasty Trade's Jamal Chandler. Here is more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Also, we have a podcast. Cannabis shares underperform going into year-end amid U.S. regulatory logjam. Although adult use sales of cannabis remain robust in U.S. states where it is legal, NASDAQ IRR intelligence analyst Salim Dea sees continued stock underperformance across the cannabis space going into year-end, building on activity in the second and third quarters of 2021. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the FT. The biggest market moments of 2021, from the GameStop saga to the Archegos debacle. These are the events that shaped the year. This has felt like a long year in financial markets, studded with events that offered insight into the rapidly changing nature of trading and investment. From across the Financial Times markets team, here is our pick of standout moments of 2021. My comment, what were your moments of the year? Here's another story from the FT. The year in asset management, deal making, private assets, and ETFs stole the show in 2021. When John Pierpont Morgan was asked what markets do, the American financier is said to have replied, "They will fluctuate." In a similar spirit of avoiding bold predictions for 2022, which will probably be completely wrong, I would instead point you to the FT's biggest market moments of 2021 and the big market questions for 2022. My comment, in 2022, stocks will continue to fluctuate. I agree. Here's another story from the FT. South Korean politicians raise concerns over crypto brain drain. Financial regulators and police officers leaving public service to join exchanges. South Korean politicians are calling on public officials to stop joining crypto companies for bigger paychecks as exchanges race to bolster compliance divisions. Rising numbers of financial regulators and police officers are leaving the public service for crypto groups that are scrambling to comply with new regulations, according to legislators. Is it a real issue? How many crypto people have you seen with holes in their heads and liquid draining out? That's my comment. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was DV Group to acquire Business of Alston Trading, a press release from DV Trading. Second was how meme stocks impact option trading from CBOE Insights. Third was Data Spotlight, growing number of regulated markets for crypto derivatives from FIA Market Voice. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.